Pod Bot Door AI.
Others may open their own IRA, which allows you to withdraw a certain amount of money monthly and contribute directly to your IRA. If you can afford it, it can be especially important to channel all the money from your side business directly into your IRA. If you are contributing to a retirement plan and savings account and can still put some money in other investments, the better. If your employer offers a 401 plan, then you should consider contributing if you can afford it. Often, with 401 plans, your employer will deposit the same amount into your retirement account up to a certain percentage. The famous 401 match is when your employer lays money into your retirement account. Decide to set aside at least 5% of your paycheck for savings before you start paying bills. Better yet, the money is automatically deducted from your paycheck and transferred to a separate account if you open a separate savings account with a bank or credit union that you designate as a reserve fund. If you keep both accounts with the same bank, you can easily transfer money from your savings under your control. Just make sure your savings bank rules allow you to get money quickly in an emergency. To be able to save money quickly, you need to separate the money you spend on your day-to-day needs from the money you intend to save. The fastest way to accumulate savings is to open a separate savings account, so you are less likely to accidentally spend your vacation money on another online shopping holiday. And you can withdraw a predetermined amount of that money every month and place it into an investment, allowing some to combine their entire financial lives in one application. A similar strategy was used by the Capital Personal Finance team, whose goal is to differentiate their product by helping users get more done with the money they save. So, along the way, you tend to set small, short-term goals that bring faster results, like saving a little money every week to make the trip in 6 minutes. Months. Your financial goals, such as paying off debt or saving for retirement, should still get attention. The goal of a budget is to see if your money is going to what you like, what you are proud of, and what aligns with your values. Budgeting can be critical to understanding and directing where your money goes. If you are new to planning your finances or have had difficulty with it in the past, these budget tips will help you stick with it. All focus is on your budget, but keeping track of your expenses is the real secret to saving money. If you don't regularly track your spending, you don't know where your money goes. When you have all your savings, it can be difficult to articulate your goals clearly. The easiest way to get a feel for your money is to see where it actually goes. When you know where it goes, you can make an informed choice. If you are living beyond your means and have no extra money to spend for you, you will never create wealth. No matter where you are in your financial journey, you should know that anyone can change their financial life and save money. This 17 tips on how to quickly save money will help you reach your savings goals in no time. Everyone has different spending habits, so chances are there are special circumstances in your life that can help you find more ways to save. You could set up automatic transfers to pay bills regularly or save money without a second thought, and rely on budget apps to keep track of your spending easily. To make savings a habit, schedule 1 day a month that you spend absolutely nothing aside from fixed costs. If you want to save more money this year, try experimenting with an entertainment budget of $0 a month. While there are many ways to make money quickly by doing weird jobs or creating them through things like affiliate marketing or email marketing, just by investing a little as $1,000 a day can create more problems and risk. There are a variety of vehicle in which you can invest your savings, such as high-interest savings accounts, money market funds, CDs, stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The first three are relatively risk-free, while the other three carry more risk of financial failure but also more chances of monetary rewards. You will be assessed your risk based on a proprietary algorithm that includes employment and credit history data, and you can make your investment decision based on a wealth of well-thought-out data. By taking 15 minutes to find what works best for you, you will have
more money in your pocket to make informed decisions. Make sure you maximize your money and take advantage of those that can save you money through tax cuts or personal expenses. Episode 11 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Ronnie Rodriguez. Adios.